more news stories now, with Wrensham Lodge being under threat. An investigation is launched after fish are found floating in the river, and City Hall bosses tuck into an Orlando's curry.
Since 2018, owner Orlando Williams has denied he is running a restaurant from his domestic home in Earlham Road, where he runs a legitimate bed and breakfast. And earlier this year, his business appeared on Uber Eats and Deliveroo. So we decided to treat City Hall officials to a special lunch after numerous council reports found no evidence Mr. Williams is serving food from his home. We took to the delivery apps and ordered Orlando's best-selling Bombay-style pav bhaji, pani puri, and even a tasty butterscotch ice cream for dessert, setting the delivery location as the HQ of Norwich City Council. The food was couriered to the steps of the historic city building by our driver, Edgar, and we brought it to the newly selected council leader, Mike Stonard, whose assistant was happy to deliver it to him. After lunch, a Norwich City Council spokesman confirmed their investigation into Orlando's was continuing and revealed they would be speaking to the restaurateur who has angered his neighbours. He said, "We are actively investigating the property's use and will be in direct contact with Mr. Williams once the investigation is complete." The City Council has launched numerous previous investigations into Mr. Williams, with one in 2019 concluding there was no evidence he was running a restaurant despite social media advertisements and a large sign outside his home. During lockdown, council officials probed the premises once again and told him he would have to tear down his illuminated sign, but said there was still no evidence he was serving food, despite an evening news reporter being served sushi in September 2022.
The boss of a kebab shop said he was confident things would improve after earning a 3-star food hygiene rating in a recent re-inspection. Carlos Gonol, who owns Britannia Kebab and Fish Bar, responded to counteract the 1-star hygiene rating the business received in March. After a revisit by Norwich City Council food and safety officers, the shop has now been updated with a 3-star hygiene rating. Mr. Gonol said, "The last inspection was the only time I've received a 1-star rating, so I was confident things would improve. It was just a blip."
Neighbours and councillors are furious after plans to close Norfolk's treasured base of adult education were revealed. Adult Learning Centre Wrensham Lodge could be sold off to help plug a £43 million council budget black hole. But the plan has sparked fury among many, and the fight back has already begun. The King Street Centre offers numerous courses for adults, and Councillor Ben Price said closing it would be a regressive step. He added, "The announcement from the County Council is devastating news. The programme of selling off community assets like Wrensham Lodge is incredibly short-sighted. The damage it will cause to the local community and the lost opportunity to help grow the economic and cultural offering in Norwich is incalculable. The council claims courses are now largely delivered online."
A new mock hospital wing has been opened on the campus of a college in Norwich, complete with an uncannily lifelike patient simulator. City College Norwich has officially launched its health wing in its Ipswich Road campus. The new facility, which was funded with £180,000 from the Department for Education has been designed to replicate a hospital environment for people studying its healthcare courses. It has been kitted out with several high-tech gadgets to support students, including a geriatric patient simulator, a 3D anatomy visualization tools and monitors. It comes after the rapidly expanded college was granted more than £4 million of funding to expand its construction courts.
Environment experts are investigating after fish were found floating dead on the River Yare on the outskirts of Norwich. Officers from the Environment Agency were called to the scene in Cringleford, where oxygen levels were suspected to have dropped due to hot weather. Experts arrived at the site in the early hours and began using aeration equipment to increase oxygen levels in the river. An Environment Agency spokesman said, "The water is running clear and there are no further signs of fish in distress or pollution in the watercourse. We will now be removing our aeration equipment. We suspect that this was a natural incident caused by the recent weather conditions. There have been reports of similar incidents around the country in recent weeks."